Could breaking up with your partner actually be beneficial to your relationship in the long run? We're getting some texts at 92925. Maybe it happened to you. Maybe you took a break with your partner at some point.
We were on a break!
Bringing this up because, well, Justin Bieber just got engaged to Hailey Baldwin. Yep. They broke up, dated other people, and now they're about to be married. Kelly Ripa also admitted recently she broke up with her husband of 22 years, Mark Consuelos, right before they got married. Our friend psychologist Tony Rebic has a very interesting take on this. We'll get to that in just a sec. Some celebrities who broke up before they got married and now are still together years later. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, mm-hmm. they broke up. Apparently he broke up with her, regretted it, and then ran right
back
to her.
Mm-hmm.
Chrissy Teigen and John Legend also broke up before
they
got married.
Oh, I'm surprised.
John Legend said he just wasn't ready. He just wanted to be single a little longer. He was completely honest with her. Adam Levine and Bahati Prinsloo, they're happily married now. JT and Jessica Biel, they also broke up briefly before getting married. Pink and Carrie Hart. And also, this one shocked me, Will and Kate actually broke up before they got married.
Really?
And look at them now.
Yeah, but this is all examples of people that got a breakup before the marriage, not after marriage.
Yeah,
I think it's a different story.
It's a little more complicated, right? But it does happen. You'd be surprised. We would love to get your text on this, 92925. And our good friend psychologist, Tony Rebic, is breaking up actually beneficial to your relationship in the long run, Tony?
Absolutely. The quality of a relationship is really based on the dynamic between two people and how emotionally developed and ready they are to be in a relationship. And if they're not ready, which happens a lot the first time around, they'll start to argue, complain. They're not acting from a place of love. And this is what actually causes the breakup, right? And when we're in a relationship, it's easy to blame our partners for what's going on in a relationship. But when you're on your own after the breakup, now is the time to self-reflect and see what I did to make the relationship go sour and what I need to develop and work on myself so that it's better with the next person. It could be with the same person and next person. So often it's after a breakup that we have the most profound development. And it's easy. It's important also to do this because otherwise you may repeat patterns of the past. But if you're taking that time to self-reflect, you're actually growing, evolving, and more ready to love again.
Interesting. Does this fall under the absence makes the heart grow fonder category?
Grow fonder, but also that you look at yourself and develop. Like often in my sessions with couples, I separate them. And I tell them, let's work on you individually first before we bring you back together, because you know the quality of relationship, like I said, is really based on two people. You know, it's not an energy that happens to us, it's an energy we give into a relationship. So how are you ready and developed to be in a relationship? And if you're thinking of yourself, for example, if you tend to be more egotistical, well, you're going to have fights, because that's not what a relationship is about. It's about giving to the other person and not just taking.
It's so difficult to change, right? So how fast can you fall
not
back into the same patterns?
I don't know. Come and see me.
Oh, explain. Modern day miracle worker.
Yeah. I don't know. When it's hard to change, you have to be willing, and you have to also know how, because some people just don't know how to change. But everything grows. Everything is made to expand and evolve. So if you're with the right person to work with, whether it's a coach, whether, you know, a therapist, or even a friend can give you some good advice, the more you know, the more you can expand.
But do you ever encourage a couple to take time apart, like to split up and see if they actually really love
Sometimes
that person?
Sometimes it's really necessary. Absolutely. Because when a couple comes to see me, what I'm going to see is whether the problem is in an individual, in both individuals, or in the dynamic between the two. And very often, the dynamic is just a reflection that something's not going well with one of the persons or both people. Like they may have unresolved issues from the past, for example, and they're bringing it into the relationship. Well, that has to get resolved.
Claudia, don't get any crazy ideas now.
I know.
I see that look in your eyes.
No, I just feel like a lot of people and a lot of couples see taking a break as taking a step back, or it's almost the end. But sometimes, according to Tony, it's actually
necessary.
Taking a step forward.
Yeah. If you use that time not to party.
Then forget it. All bets are off.
That changes everything.
No breaks for me then.
Tony Rebic, always a pleasure. Check out our website, trueself-psychology.com. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Bye. There are some success stories in Montreal. Text coming in, 92925. My husband broke up with me for 2 months after dating for 3 years, just after we moved in together. It was not a break, but it was the best thing that ever happened, as he came back with a ring, and we have been together now for 23 years with 3 amazing children. So
congratulations.
All right. Thanks for chiming in on our text line at 92925.